Your Afternoon with Helen Shield on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Sarah Berry has begun something called the Taroona Bag Library. Have you been known to forget your bag on occasion?
Yes, definitely. Oh. It's only been in the last few weeks that I've actually remembered most times.
So how does a bag library work?
Our project is setting up bag libraries in shops that are willing or keen to sort of transition away from giving out free plastic bags. So the idea is that we have a box set up outside the shop or inside the shop with free reusable cloth bags that are made from donated or recycled material by the community for the community, pretty much. The idea is that people who forget their reusable bag can take a bag from the bag library and use it to take their groceries home and then potentially bring it back the next time they go to the shop.
What inspired you with this concept?
Well, I've sort of been watching this idea taking off around Australia recently, and I just saw just this month, actually, a friend of mine had a big win in a Victorian town called Yakandanda, where the local food works went plastic bag free and set up a bag library there. So I've sort of been watching these amazing success stories happening sort of all over, and thinking to myself, we should set something similar up here. But watching the War on Waste on ABC really made me scared, and so me and a couple of friends just thought we've got to do something, even if it's tiny. We've got to do something. So that's sort of where the idea started. But it's definitely a concept that's gaining momentum everywhere, really.
And where are you up to so far?
Well, we've got our first sewing bee on the 3rd of July, and we're just collecting donated materials at the moment. So we're trying to ramp that up because surprisingly, or not surprisingly really, we've had so much interest and so much enthusiasm from the community. So we've got heaps of people willing to sew. So just trying to get enough material for us to sew.
And what will you accept as material donations?
We're collecting anything, really. We can make bags out of pretty much... I'm actually not a sewer. I can't really sew, but I can cut and I can iron. So I'm relying on my friends to sew. But we've been making sort of example bags out of singlet tops, out of curtains. Pillowcases are amazing because you don't have to sew the sides.
Yes.
Cut the top off. Curtains and linen. I think I cut out 18 bags out of a king quilt cover the other day. So that's and they're ready to sew. So just any sort of material. I think we've had some shorts donated, so we cut off the bottoms and we can sew handles on the tops. So anything really. We're sort of pretty flexible. So any donations are welcome. We've got a box set up at the Picnic Basket Cafe in Taroona. If people want to drop off any materials that they're not using. The idea is that we only use things which are headed for, you know, landfill eventually. So, you know, getting dropped off at the op shops or the tip shop or the tip, essentially.
Who's so, volunteering so far?
We've had heaps of volunteers. It started out with just me and a few mates, and now we've got plenty of people. I don't know who they are. I haven't met them yet.
Isn't that an incredible moment where suddenly it's stepped beyond people you know or friends of friends and you think, this person has no connection to me, this is just an idea that's resonating?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, the idea is that the more conversations we start, it's not sort of just about making bags and getting them in shops, it's about having these conversations with people that, you know, we haven't met before about and helping us all to sort of remember to take our own bag when we go to the shops. And I can guarantee you most of the people that have been involved in the project so far, either through donating material or coming along to our planning sessions or whatever, most of them are taking their own reusable bags to the shops every time now, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of just like just the process of being involved in this project means that people are thinking about it, which is what we need to do. So I think I was just, you know, doing a bit of research before I had a chat to you, and I think it's 10 million new plastic bags we go through every day in Australia. Like brand new ones. And most of them aren't being recycled. So they're all ending up in landfill or the ocean. And so I guess the idea is that we just need to stop it.
How do you go with enough sewing machines being volunteered for use?
Well, we've got I do need to check this. We've definitely got quite a few sewing machines. We need overlockers. Because I think they're easier, apparently, to zip up the sides. I'm good with the sewing terms. Yeah, so we need overlockers. But I think we've got quite a few machines for the sewing bee. But one thing we're doing, which is really exciting, is because we've had so much material cut up and donated, we are doing take-home packs for people. So if people want to come along to the sewing bee and there's too many people, they can take home a pack of 5 bags. And we're saying, you know, if you take home 5 bags and you want to sew them at home, keep your favourite one and bring the other 4 back, and we'll put them in our bag library wherever it ends up.
July 3, where will your sewing bee happen?
So we're having it at the picnic basket at 6:30 in the evening. So while the cafe, because it's a cafe, while it's closed in the evening. And, yeah, I don't really know how many people are going to come, but I think it's going to be big. So we're planning for big. It's exciting.
Yeah, it sounds fun. And as far as the people who are well beyond your neighbourhood who are knowing about it, it was somebody in Penguin who sent me a link to show me it was
really
happening.
Yes. Wow, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I think it really is spreading. It's just it's really positive. I think that's it. I think that's what's been, I mean, I don't know, but I think that's what's been attracting people. It's our sort of campaign, our Plastic Wise Taruna group. We're all about providing, you know, or inspiring and giving people ideas or thinking about solutions to problems, like rather than sort of, any negative campaign, like, oh, you know, remember to bring your reusable bag. Let's be like, let's do something to inspire.
Yeah, here's how to help you when you've forgotten.
Yeah, exactly. Let's try and think about how we can fix this rather than, you know, focusing on the negative. So that's been really fun.